Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. This is episode 305. Welcome back, friends. I'm excited that you've joined me today. Let me welcome those of you who are brand new listeners to this podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. The goal of this podcast is to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. You know, discipleship is about what we do every day. So I share a daily episode to inspire you on your faith journey. You can learn more at my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about childlike faith. My wife Linda and I are blessed to have three children. Now, they are just about all grown up, and as they embark on adulthood, they are introduced to the stress and pressure of being responsible for themselves. Entering adulthood, they now have jobs, college, and the privilege of taking care of themselves. But it hasn't always been this way. In fact, for most of their lives, they've had relatively few worries or concerns. As children, their needs have been taken care of by their mother and I. They didn't worry about what they would eat or if they had clothes for school. They weren't concerned with how they would get to school or how they would get back home. They had complete confidence that their parents would meet their needs. These concerns never crossed their minds. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell the story of families approaching Jesus with their children. Now, parents naturally wanted Jesus to bless their children. The disciples, however, refused to give the children access to Jesus. Perhaps they felt empowered to protect Jesus from the crowds and to manage his busy schedule. In their minds, Jesus couldn't be bothered by children. He had more important things to do. But the Bible says that when Jesus saw the disciples were keeping children away, he was indignant. He was very angry. In Mark chapter 10, verses 14 through 16, records Jesus' response to his disciples. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like little children will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. First, we see the value Jesus places on children and their access to the kingdom of God. But second, we see an important spiritual principle. To enter the kingdom of God, we have to do so like a child. What is Jesus referring to? He is talking about having childlike faith. Young children have a simple trust in their parents. It's not complicated at all. It's a complete confidence that their every need will be met. But somehow, as we become adults, as we enter into the world of grown-up stress, pressure, and responsibility, we find it harder to trust. You know, access to salvation and the kingdom of God comes only one way. The Bible teaches us that it comes through faith. It comes as we put our complete confidence in Jesus, who died for our sins, rose again in triumph, ascended back to the Father, and who is soon to return for his church. We cannot depend on ourselves because we have no way to save ourselves. We cannot trust in good deeds or behavior because it will never be enough to merit God's salvation. We must return to a childlike faith in God, simple trust in God. We can do this because God is trustworthy. He never fails. He is never absent. He is always there for us. We just need simple childlike faith. And by the way, the God who provides salvation and freedom from sin is also powerful enough to take care of us and to meet our needs. Listen to the encouragement from the Sermon on the Mount. It's found in Matthew chapter 6. And Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" And then Jesus goes on to say, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." And here's today's challenge. Let's return to the beauty and the simplicity of a childlike faith in Jesus. As we put our faith in him, we are safe and secure in his care. Jesus never fails. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you haven't already, I would be honored if you would subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you consume podcast content so that you can join us every day on this discipleship journey. I hope you have a great day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.